Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a very important and special person to a family in Ohio. We're talking about Maria Valentina Almeida. I saw a billboard on Highway 72 in Athens, Alabama, that was describing this young lady and her need for a kidney donor. And I reached out to her sister, the other Maria, and asked her about having Maria on the show with me to share about what she's gone through, her experience, and her need for a kidney donor. And I'd like to welcome Maria Valentina Almeida right now on The Mark Wyatt Show. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Maria.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
Glad to have you. How long have you had kidney disease? How long has this been an issue for you?
Yes, well, that's to make a long story short, I was actually born with a sepsis, and that caused a lot of issues as I grew up, and I had a lot of surgeries to get rid of my malformation and just, like, get me to a stable playing field. And so in September of 2024, I was diagnosed officially with stage 5, which is renal failure. And that is when your kidneys get to 20% or lower of function. And that is when my nephrologist told me that it was necessary for me to start thinking about, yeah, getting listed on the transplant list, on the national list, and then possibly think about next steps. If it gets worse, if my symptoms get really bad, then we would have to think about dialysis and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, I've been in and out of hospitals my whole life because of my chronic illness. But yeah, kidney disease is something that's been more prominent the last couple months. My mom was actually also a kidney transplant recipient 3 times. So I know a little bit about what that means, about the whole transplant evaluation, the process, the actual surgery, and even dialysis, which I'm not in, thank God. And I'm staying strong so that I avoid it in the future, hopefully get my transplant before I need that. But yeah, I'm just staying strong at a 16% function right now as of July 2025. And yeah, I'm just waiting for my gift of life.
Maria, since this has been a lifelong battle, I guess you have to look around to see the difference in your life and maybe even your sister's or somebody else's. But how do you feel it affects your daily life and routine? As I say, I know that this is something that you've lived with, so it's slightly different than somebody, say, they picked it up a few years after having experiences with life. But what do you feel the challenge is for your daily life and routine right now?
Wow, that's the right question to ask right now. I've been, emotionally, this is a huge struggle for me. It has been for the past couple months since I graduated college in December of this past year. And it's really hard for me to, you know, I've been working on not letting myself get too discouraged by seeing everyone else around me, my peers, my friends, even my own sister, you know, kind of just go about life like they usually would. You know, they graduate college and then they go and get their careers and whatnot. And because of my disability, I'm really limited. More of my symptoms, sometimes they vary day to day. And so that's hard to deal with on a daily basis. And so I'm not really pushing myself to get a full-time job and start my career because of that limitation. And so, yeah, it becomes really hard emotionally to remind myself that I'm in my own path and that this part of my life is important and significant and it's meant to happen, even though it doesn't look like everybody else's. But yeah, I just, the main thing that I really always try to focus on is my relationship with God. I'm Catholic, and so you know, my relationship with God and my faith has been carrying me throughout all these months that I've been sometimes alone at home because, you know, my sister was finishing college, my parents were working, and I had to stay home alone. So I had to just rely on my faith, rely on my good energy and just like push through as much as I could. And also rely on my connections, you know, with my friends that are far away. Just like making sure that I'm checking in with people and being social as much as I can, even though I don't have that ability to go out as often because I do get tired. I have fatigue. I have nausea. I have all these symptoms that just vary day to day. And I just got to push through and trust that everything is going to happen the way that it's supposed to. And yeah.
It sounds like you're doing all the right things to stay as connected as possible, because I know that when you're facing depression, emotional well-being issues, that it can feel like a very lonely place and still be surrounded by many people and know that there are people who care about you and love you. And yet internally, that battle makes us feel very alone.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That does become very overwhelming sometimes. And yeah, just getting caught up in the daily life. I mean, life keeps moving and time keeps going and everyone's just doing their own thing. So sometimes I just feel like my mindset just goes into I'm stuck or I'm behind or all these things. And more recently I've been reading a bunch of spiritual books that really like encourage me to have faith that this chapter, as I said before, is valuable, matters, and it's going to build me up to the future. It's going to build up my strength and all these things that are going to make me a stronger person and a more just experienced individual in a way. And I'm going to have a lot of stories to share. And I just, I want to validate this moment that is so hard. I think about it as like, as a Catholic, this is like the heavy cross that I'm carrying. And so I just try to remind myself when I read my Bible and whatnot, I try and remind myself, like, I'm not alone in this. There are people out there that care about me and my family, of course, and even God. Like, he's the number one reason that I'm pushing through, is because he's my strength and I'm just surrendering everything to him one day at a time. And just believing and just trusting that, you know, when the days get hard and I have no motivation, I have just absolutely no courage in me left. And even when I don't feel anything and just want to cry all day, I just try and remind myself, like, take deep breaths, just focus on today, and let's go about it one step at a time.
You mentioned that your mom was a three-time recipient, so I know that you have support there and an understanding of what a person has to go through for a transplant.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's just a huge testament of God's work, honestly, because my mom got sick when she was 19. She got sick because of high blood pressure, and so she needed emergency dialysis, and then she went through the transplant. Her first transplant was when she was 19, and she rejected that kidney. And then she had a second one, like, a couple years later. And then her third one, which was her last one, was in 2022. And so I've been through it. I've seen my mom, especially this last transplant. I was already born, obviously, and I've been able to just see her through the symptoms. Like, the symptoms that she had are things that I'm experiencing now. And emotionally, I've been able to just, like, chat with her and connect with her in that level. And she understands where I'm coming from. And that's just very encouraging and very, like, calming to my soul and calming to my person, you know, and it's just very encouraging for sure. And even though it was really hard for her, and even my dad was with her when she first got sick. So they've been together their whole life. So my dad knows how to be there and how to care for someone like my mom and like me who have had kidney failure. So I also have to give a lot of props to my dad. Both of my parents just really understand, yeah, what this means and how it affects someone like me. And I feel very loved and very blessed to have people like them in my life.
Right now, we're talking to Maria Valentina Almeida. We're talking about her need for a kidney donor in her life with kidney disease. I want you to consider helping Maria at this time. She needs a donor. As I mentioned, it's been on billboards around the country. She's on the show right now to share about her journey. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the search for a donor, the donor process, support from the community, and raising awareness when it comes to kidney disease and organ donation. Will you stick with me, Maria?
Yes.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show. And I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a special young lady in Ohio. Her name is Maria Valentina Almeida. She needs a kidney donor. And I was aware of this because of a billboard that I saw on Highway 72 in Athens. That actually led to getting a billboard for our little guy, Ruger, who's 9 years old and also in need of a kidney donor. But we want to focus on Maria right now and try to help her with a donor. Welcome back to the show, Maria.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned in the first segment that this is something you've lived with your entire life. When did doctors tell you the transplant was necessary?
Yes, that was in September 2024. So I was finishing college, and it was definitely a life-changing moment, to say the least.
And what do potential donors need to know about becoming a match for you specifically?
Yeah, so the first thing that is necessary to know is my blood type. So I'm O positive. So I believe the only people that could donate to me are O positive individuals. And I am listed at the UC, so University of Cincinnati Transplant Center. So I'm sure if you contact the Transplant Center, let them know my name, Maria Valentina Almeida, that you'd be interested in getting tested and going through the process of evaluation for potential matching, then they would be able to set those things up for you.
Are you part of the kidney exchange program where someone can donate in your name, not be a match, but then their kidney goes to someone and then you receive a kidney that matches for you?
That's right. I'm so lucky that I'm able to do something like that. And that's a possibility for anyone that's willing to go through with the process, even if they're not a match.
So with the billboards, and this is a great campaign, I appreciate the fact that you were able to get your face, your name on billboards to bring awareness. Have you had anyone step forward already? The search is still on, correct?
That's right. Yeah. Try not to get emotional, but I'm very, very blessed that my sister has been just a huge support. She's been my kidney champion, as we call them. She's the one that really steps forward and has helped me just grow out my campaign and set those billboards up. And luckily enough, yes, Mark, I've had people reach out saying that they are willing to donate. They are going through the process of, some people say that they pray for me. Some people say that they have lab dates set up to get their lab work done to see if they're a match. Some people are just, you know, out there and trying to get more information. So there are a lot of good souls out there that don't know me, don't know what I look like, have never talked to me and are willing to help me out. So I'm just, again, so, so grateful for that.
And some people bring you on their radio shows.
That's right. Yeah.
Can you
talk about many blessings?
That's right. Can you walk us through what it looks like for someone to be tested and considered as a donor? Do you know anything about that?
So I know one person personally, a friend of mine that is getting tested, and she's gone through the process since March. She first started with a lab work. And from then, she went through a second stage process, which is like a whole health evaluation you have to be at the hospital for. That's where she would meet the entire transplant team, I believe, and the social worker and all that. She'd get a psychological evaluation done, MRIs, all that stuff, just to make sure that she's in good health standing. And after that, they would just have to, evaluate those tests and then reach back out to me and reach back out to her and let us know what the next steps would be. If it's a living, obviously living donors would be more, it would be more convenient considering timeline wise, because we would be able to, if it all goes well and the donor is healthy enough to donate in a match, then we would schedule the surgery date. And that's what I'm waiting on for this one person, but I'm hoping, you know, if it goes well, then she's it. But if not, there's still opportunity for other people to come forward and do the same process as she has.
I know that through this process, the individual who wants to donate has to be all in 100%. But what would you say someone who's on the fence considering being a donor, whether it's to you or someone else?
That's right. You know what? This entire process and the last couple months that I've been really trying to work through mentally about what this means for me, that's really opened my mind to what this means for the greater community around me, and that includes my family and my friends. Helping me out, live out by by gifting me another chance, by donating to me, would not just give me the chance to live longer and, you know, live my life, but it would improve and just ease a lot of the stress that my family and my loved ones have. So it's definitely a life-changing experience, not just for the recipient themselves, but their entire community. I know my parents are so eager for me to get to that step, to get to transplant, to be able to live, you know, the next chapter of my life, and be healthy again. I know my friends are all praying every single day for me, and they check in on me, and, you know, they want me to be at different events of their life, and I want to be part of that, and I want to continue to live through all the things that God has in store for me. And my ultimate goal is to, you know, make a difference in this world and change many lives by sharing my testimony. And I just know that if God really just brings that right person to me, that right donor, that right person that is meant to save my life, then it would make a life world of a change. So. And it'd just be so impactful. I can't stress that enough.
I know that you've probably heard people throw out different reasons to not donate, but right now, are there any misconceptions about kidney donation that you'd like to clear up so that someone has an understanding, a basic understanding of what they're doing moving forward?
Yes, for sure. So a lot of people, the one thing that I know is that a lot of people are hesitant to donate because they believe that they will have a lot of complications after transplantation. So if they donate their kidneys, we all have two functioning kidneys, most of us. and so if you end up donating your kidney and you have your other one left, you are not going to be bound to any severe complications or anything after transplant. In fact, you're not going to have to be as cautious as the recipient themselves. I'm going to be having to take a bunch of medications, and I'm going to be on a very strict diet for the rest of my life. And I can't stop taking my medicines and all that stuff. And I'm going to have to be going on doctor visits very, very frequently after transplant. But the donor, you know, as long as you take care of yourself and, you know, you take care of your kidney the way that you've been taking care of it before you donate it, you're going to be okay. You know, and I also, again, can't push enough the trust that people have to have on the team and the doctors that go through the actual surgery. Those are professionals that know what this looks like and know what it looks like after transplant for the recipient and the donor. So they'll let you know everything that you need to be aware of. And just like, as long as you keep in touch with those professionals, you'll be able to, you know, live your life the way that you have been and not worry about anything else later, too severe later on.
If you could say something to your future donor, the person out there, maybe they're listening, what would it be?
Well, I would say, well, I guess thank you is not even the right word. I truly am just so grateful that God sent you to me. And I just know that you're a gift, and I hope that your life becomes multiplied of blessings. You get multitude of blessings moving forward for the rest of your life, and just God bless you. Just, you know, I know that the person that will donate to me is going to be someone very special, and I may not know them personally prior to that, but I know that they're going to be a gift from God. And they're just a beautiful soul that I hope I can connect with. And they're going to be my kidney sibling for life. We'll share a kidney. So, I'm so grateful. If you're out there, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you and the love I have for your kindness and for everything that you're willing to do, regardless of how much you know about me, speaks volumes of who you are. So you're an amazing person. If you donate at all, even if it's not to me, there's something special about those people. So.
All right, Maria Valentina Almeida, how can we stand with you right now for those listening that are interested in supporting this effort, considering being a donor for you? How can they do this?
Share the word, share my story. I recently started my actual Instagram campaign. I post some things out there. Find a kidney for Maria is my username. And I'm just trying to be vulnerable and share like very personal experiences and thoughts that I've had throughout this process. Also share my story that's out there and connect. If you're interested in donating, connect with UC Health. Let them know that you want to go through the process, and you know, and even if we're not a match, again, you can go through the kidney exchange program. Save lives. There's people out there that want to move forward with their life and be healthy. And again, you want to just change that person's life, but their entire community. So if you want to be a real like impact world changer, you're going to change many, many people's lives, many people's worlds if you donate. So please don't hesitate, be informed, and just share about kidney donation.
Absolutely. Let me give a couple of websites, and one is for your Canva site, and that is helpmaria.my.canva.site, and you can read more about Maria there. And then also go to omnilife.health/UC-living-donor if you would like to begin the donor process for Maria Valentina Almeida. Her date of birth is 4/14/2002. We appreciate you, Maria, coming on the show today, and I hope that this is another step in the right direction to have a donor for yourself, this need that you have right now. And I hope that you're able to accomplish everything that you have hope for and dream of.
Amen, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I cannot thank you enough. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank the world for your support.
Absolutely. Maria Valentina Almeida, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.